الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن استنى بسنته ونهجه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، إن شاء الله in today's session we will recite few couplets on the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that have been composed by a very great scholar and saint of the 7th century, who is none other than Allama Sa'id bin Muhammad, Allama Muhammad bin Sa'id al-Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi, who was known for having deep and great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was literally infatuated with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At times he could not bear himself and control himself because of this burning love in his heart for the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He spent most of his life writing poetry and composing couplets on the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, one of his most famous compilations is his Qasidatul Burda, or which is also commonly known as Burdatul Madih. This word Burda in Arabic means a shawl. And the reason for naming his kitab Qasidatul Burda, himself he explains that once he was afflicted by some very severe illness, because of which he became paralyzed and he became lame. He was unable to use his body. So he wrote these couplets on the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he then presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wasila, that perhaps through the barakat, the blessings of these words and these praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will cure him from his illness. That night he goes to sleep and he sees a vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which the paragon of Allah's creation takes his blessed Mubarak hand and he wipes the body of Allama Busir rahimahullah. And then the Nabi of Allah gives him a shawl in his dream. After some time, he gets up from his sleep and he had completely recovered from his illness as normal, as if he never suffered any illness in his life. And more amazing, that very shawl that was given to him in his dream, he sees it lying to him next to him on his pillow. Therefore, he named this kitab Burdatul Madih or Qasidatul Burda. This compilation of his comprises of at least 160 abiyat and stanzas. One of the couplets in his kitab, known as Qasidatul Dhat, in which he praises the being and the dhat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that he recited these couplets before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one of his dreams. And he mentioned the first stanza of this couplet, which is فَمَبْلَغُ الْعِلْمِ فِيهِ أَنَّهُ بَشَرٌ, the translation of which is, the knowledge I have regarding him, that he is human, he's not an angel. ثُمَّ تَوَقَّفْ, and he says, I got stuck, I was unable to complete the second stanza. In my dream, I was looking, thinking for words, what to say next. And he says, the Nabi of Allah himself completed the second stanza for me, which is, وَهُوَ خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ كُلِّهِمِ. Yes, he is a normal human being, but he is the cream of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this stanza was then added on to the book of Allama Busir rahimahullah. Ibn Hajar al-Haytami rahimahullah writes that it was a practice of the ulama of the past, likewise the ulama in his time, that they would recite the burda in their masajid and in their homes. And so was the practice of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. They would recite poetry and they would compose couplets on the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, a famous poet, he would sit on the mimbar and the pulpit that was made for him by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he would defend the honor and the dignity and the izzat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was sanctioned by the Nabi of Allah. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua for him. Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruhil qudus. Oh Allah, use Jibreel to help him. Oh Allah, use Jibreel to assist him, support him. And likewise, many other sahaba would defend the izzah and the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the poetry. So again, the purpose is not entertainment. Rather, the purpose is to increase the levels of love and ishq, to increase that flame of love that is burning in our hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, when we recite these couplets, we should close our eyes and reflect on the beauty and the features and the shama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very quickly, we'll go through some of his qualities and features.
Hassan bin Ali radiallahu an, the illustrious grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he approaches his uncle, Hind bin Abi Hala, and then he requested his uncle to describe some of the features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I was very young when he was alive, and therefore I cannot very clearly picture his true features. So would you please describe to me the features of my beloved Nana? His uncle agrees to do so. And he begins describing the features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fakhman mufakhama, that your grandfather, your Nana, the messenger of Allah, was a man of splendor and excellency, great in himself, great in the eyes of people. يَتَلَأْلَأُ وَجْهُهُ تَلَأْلُأَ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ, his face would shine and radiate like the 14 full moon. أَطْوَلَ مِنَ الْمَرْبُوعِ وَأَقْصَرَ مِنَ الْمُشَذَّبِ, he wasn't very tall, no very short, slightly taller than an average person's height. يُجَاوِزُ شَعْرُهُ شَحْمَةَ أُذُنَيْهِ, most of the time his hair would just cross his earlobes, would just pass his earlobes. At times his hair would even touch his shoulders. The Mubarak hair and the zulfa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنْ فَرَقَتْ عَقِيقَتُهُ فَرَقَهَا وَإِلَّا فَلَا, if naturally his hair took a middle path, he would let it do so. But he would not take the pain and the strain to make a middle path in his hair. أَزَّجَّ الْحَوَاجِبْ سَوَابِغْ مِنْ غَيْرِ قَرْنِ, he had very fine eyebrows. Between his two fine eyebrows, there was a vein that would protrude at the time of anger. And then Sahaba would come to know that he's displeased with something. He's angry and upset. أَزَّجَّ الْحَوَاجِبْ سَوَابِغْ مِنْ غَيْرِ قَرْنِ أَقْنَ الْعِرْنِينَ, he had a very fine nose and a very soft tip. لَهُ نُور يَعْلُو, just above the top of his nose, there was some light and nur given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شَثْنُ الْكَفَّيْنِ وَالْقَدَمِينَ, he had fully fleshed palms and feet. أَخْمَصَ الْقَدَمِينَ, the arches of his feet were very deep, yet very smooth and clean. To such an extent, يَنْبُو عَنْهُ الْمَاءِ, that water would not remain on the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of the smoothness of his feet. Whenever any drop of water came onto his feet, immediately it would flow off. And then he describes the gait and the manner he would walk. When he would walk with full of humility. تواضع, very calmly he would walk, yet he would walk with strength and vigor, raising his legs above the ground, taking huge steps as if he was declining from a slope. And he continues describing the features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْ وَجْهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've never seen anything more beautiful than the Mubarak countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hassan bin Thabit, the famous poet, says, O Nabi of Allah, how can I describe your qualities? How can I tell your ummah coming later on? How beautiful were you? How beautiful are you? And then he says, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْ تُعَيْنِي, my eye has not seen anyone more beautiful than you. وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ, no woman has ever given birth to any child more handsome, more good looking than you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ, you were created flawless, faultless, free from all types of blemishes and defects. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ, as if Allah created you in the manner you wish to be created and formed. This was the beauty and the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble features. Again, the purpose is not entertainment, but rather to increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith appears in Bukhari, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that none of you will have complete iman until I become more beloved, more dear to him than his own parents, his own children, and every single person. Beside the Durood Sharif, inshallah. Inshallah, we can join in the chorus as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abada على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا. على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاه يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاه يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ظلمت سنة من أحيا الظلام إلى أن اشتكت قدماه الضر من ورمي مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وشد من سغب أحشاءه وطوى تحت الحجارة كشحا مترف الأدم مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوا في علم ولا كرم مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن فضل رسول الله ليس له حد فيعرب عنه ناطق بفم مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فكيف تنكر حبا بعد ما شهدت به عليك عدول الدمع والسقم مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. خدمته بمديح أستقيل به ذنوب عمر مضى في الشعر والخدم. مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولا يا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد محمد فما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد فما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله زاكيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا، فأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، بسم الله التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمد عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
Alhamdulillah, we have explained the last few nights in every dhikr majlis that we have, that dhikr, dhikrullah, is the polish of the heart. It washes away all the sins, the stubborn stains of the heart, the rust of the heart that has been caused through sins. And the many fawaid of dhikrullah, we have mentioned most of them in the different dhikr majalis. It makes a person become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It repels shaitan. It keeps a person away from evil, from sins. It takes a person closer to Jannat. Dhikrullah is extremely powerful. Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. The tongue should be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you make the dhikr of Allah, ponder over Allah Ta'ala's greatness. Ponder over Allah's supremacy, Allah's magnificence, Allah's loftiness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriya. We spoke about the mercy of Allah after Taraweeh Salah. Think of Allah Ta'ala's generosity, Allah's kindness, Allah's love. And take the name of Allah in the most beautiful way. Every other beloved of this world, we will call the person very sweetly. Take the name of Allah with sweetness. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make dhikrullah every single day of our life. May Allah make us true dhakireen, shakireen. May Allah give us His qurb. May Allah give us His marifat. May Allah give us His muhabbat.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله your name is so beautiful my Allah. Ya Allah, in Jannah don't deprive us of seeing you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your weak servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers have not gone home, my Allah. They have remained behind, my Allah. Ya Allah, each one of us, my Allah, desperately in need of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us these Mubarak nights, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us these opportunities, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands in your house, may Allah. Ya Allah, after taking your name, may Allah. After sending durood and salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After listening to his praises, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, may Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody more kind than you, may Allah. There is nobody more generous than you, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are kareem, may Allah. Ya Allah, you give so much despite us being unworthy recipients, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Who else can we turn to, my Allah? There is nobody else, my Allah. There is no other door we can go to, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is that part of the night that even the kings, my Allah, they close the doors, my Allah. نَامَتِ الْمُلُوكُ وَقَدْ أَغْلَقُوا أَبْوَابَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا بَابُ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَمْ يَنَمْ. But there is only one door that is open, and that is the door of Hayy and Qayyum, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never sleep, my Allah. Ya Allah, sleep never overtakes you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are always listening and always watching, my Allah. Ya Sami'a kulli najwa. Ya Allah, the elderly people in this majlis, my Allah, in this large gathering, my Allah, tonight don't deprive us, my Allah. The ulama sitting here, hufaz, my Allah. They are elderly people with white beards. They are masoom children whose voice we can hear, my Allah. Ya Allah, these masoom children, Ya Allah, so many have kept roza, my Allah. They have come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, each one of us, we are seeking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, far too long we have wasted our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have wasted our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we regret, my Allah. Ya Allah, we regret, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know how long we're going to live now in this world, my Allah. Don't make us fail the examination of this dunya, my Allah. Don't make us fail, my Allah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. Ya Allah, make us be among the successful ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, which name of yours can we take tonight, my Allah? Which quality of yours, my Allah? Your Ismi Azam, my Allah. Have pity upon all of us, my Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahim. Ya Allah, you are the one who shows most mercy. For all those who show mercy, my Allah, you are most merciful. Ya Allah, Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Forgive us for the wrongs we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, we confess. We admit our guilt, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were wrong, my Allah. We did wrong, my Allah. We transgress, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm nadim hai, sharminda hai. Iqrari mujrim hai, my Allah. We surrender, my Allah. Ya Allah, we bow down our heads in shame, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, it brought daylight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought nobody was watching, but you were watching us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. You are the kind Allah who is Sattar al-Uyub. Ya Allah, you conceal faults. You conceal our sins and weaknesses, my Allah. And you are Ghafar al-Dhunub. You are the one who washes away our sins, my Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, my Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Grant us Maghfirat, my Allah. Grant us your special rahmat, my Allah. Let not Ramadan come to an end and still we are not forgiven, my Allah. Don't make us from the mahrumin, from the ashqiya of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us from the unfortunate ones of Ramadan. That the month of Ramadan comes and goes by and still they're not forgiven. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah, for your mercy tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of maghfirat, my Allah. Your floodgates of mercy, my Allah. Forgive every single person who is here tonight, my Allah. Don't make us go back, ya Allah, empty-handed, my Allah. لا تردنا خائبين لا تردنا خاسرين. Our mothers and sisters and brothers listening at home, my Allah. Forgive them, my Allah. Forgive them also, my Allah. Send your special mercies upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, those sitting for itikaf, accept the itikaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the wrongs we have done. The deficiencies in our ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even know how to take your name properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, ya Allah. Our salat, ya Allah, is not even correct, my Allah. Help us to correct our salat, my Allah. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every single ni'mat that you bestowed upon us, my Allah. Bounties that we know of and even those we don't know of, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't count all those bounties, but ya Allah, we are making shukr to you. Especially, my Allah, the bounty of Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us in the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu. Ya Allah, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu, how beautiful he was, how handsome he was, my Allah. Ya Allah, what an excellent akhlaq he had, my Allah. What a soft personality he had, my Allah. How kind, how loving, my Allah. He cried and he cried and he cried for us, my Allah. He cried for his ummah. Day and night he would cry. Allahumma ummati. Allahumma ummati. Ya Allah, we have read the ahadith. We have read the kitab. How Nabi Sallam is shoveling and he gets off his conveyance and he goes into, he makes dua and he goes into sajda. And after some time again, he makes dua and he goes in sajda. And he repeats it 3 times. And the sahaba ask him, what is it? He made dua for us, my Allah. That his ummah must be forgiven. And he can intercede on his ummah, my Allah, and that he made sajda of shukr. Ya Allah, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we heard in the Qasidah Burda, that he had stones tied to his belly, my Allah. Ya Allah, he used to stand up for long, long hours at night that his feet would become swollen, my Allah. Ya Allah, he made such sacrifices for us, my Allah. His sahaba made so much sacrifice, my Allah. Deen has come to us, ya Allah, so ease, with such ease, my Allah. Forgive us for not making qadr, my Allah. Give us tawfiq and hidayat, ya Allah, to worry about iman and amal saliha and all. Ya Allah, now make the turning point in our life, ya Allah. Make this minute, ya Allah, this second, ya Allah, turning point in our life, ya Allah. Make the first law of hidayat, ya Allah. Now you have mentioned, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Had not the time come for the believers that they should humble themselves for the remembrance of Allah? Ya Allah, so many people change their lives because of this one verse, by Allah. Ya Allah, we read your Quran. Ya Allah, even after having understanding, by Allah, forgive us, we're not making amal, by Allah. Ya Allah, give us the understanding of Quran. Give us tawfiq of amal. Help us to spread your Quran and spread the sunnah of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, do not deprive us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya ghiyathi inda kulli kurba, wa mujibi inda kulli da'wah, wa munisi inda kulli wahsha, wa ma'adhi inda kulli shidda, wa raja'i hina tanqati'u hila. يا لطيف يا لطيف يا لطيف ألطف بنا في تيسير كل عسير فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك يسير اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا يا الله grant us حياة طيبة grant us a peaceful happy life in dunya my Allah and akhirat my Allah give us the best of dunya best of akhirat يا الله make us reach you to the road of shukr my Allah Bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, halal, tayyib, rozi. Ya Allah, give us good health, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our businesses. Give us barakat in our knowledge, barakat in our time, barakat in our ilm, barakat in our lives, my Allah. Barakat in our families, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of any of your ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let any single person from our family and friends and our progeny become a renegade, become a murtad, my Allah. Keep us strong on Iman, my Allah. Keep us qaim on Iman. Give us istiqamat, my Allah. Give us sadat, my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa-sadat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wa-al-afaf wa-al-ghina. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirin, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimin. Ya man yara ma fi dhamiri wa yazma'u. Anta al-mu'addu li kulli ma yutawakka'u. Ya man yurajja fi shada'idi kulliha. يا من إليه المشتكى والمفزع يا من خزائن رزقه في قول كن أمن فإن الخير عندك أجمع ما لي سوى فقري إليك وسيلة فبالافتقار إليك أيدي أرفع ما لي سوى قرعي لبابك حيلة فلئن رددت فأي باب أقرع يا الله if you chase us away from your door my Allah which other door can we go to my Allah إن كان لا يرجوك إلا محسن فَالْمُذِّبُ الْعَاصِ إِلَى مَنْ يَزْعُرُ Ya Allah, if only the good doers, only those who are doing good deeds, if they have hopes in you, my Allah, then a sinner like myself, Ya Allah, where can we go, my Allah? Which door can we tap at, my Allah? حَاشَا لِجُودِكَ أَن تُقَنِّطَ عَاصِيًا فَالْفَضُّ أَجْزَلُ وَالْمَوَاهِبُ أَوْسَعُ It is impossible that you will make a sinner lose hope, my Allah. Because your treasures are full, my Allah. Your khazana never becomes exhausted, my Allah. Your khazana is always full, my Allah. Allah, we are asking from the khazana of yours, my Allah, to bless us tonight with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Allah bless us with the barakat of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Let Jibreel alayhi salam and the angels come down and make salam to us, my Allah. Help us to spend our night correctly tonight, my Allah, in your ibadah, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, help us, my Allah. Include us amongst your friends now, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, ya hame tera banale, ya Allah. Ya Allah, kun lana, waj'alna laka khasatan, ya Allah. Make us yours now, my Allah. We know we don't deserve to be in the list of your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, when a person buys some potatoes, my Allah, even though they may be the best, my Allah, but there may be one or two that are not of that quality, my Allah. Ya Allah, overlook our faults, my Allah. Overlook our faults, my Allah. Include us amongst your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you make us your friends, you lose nothing, my Allah. You lose absolutely nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will gain, my Allah. Rasulullah will become happy on the day of Qiyamah. That his ummati is safe from Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we will leave this world, my Allah, in this condition, my Allah. Then on the day of Qiyamah, in Qabr on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, we will be at a loss, my Allah. Ya Allah, then you throw us into Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to go into Jahannam, my Allah. Shaitan will go to Jahannam, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Protect us from Jahannam, my Allah. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana wa riqab abaina wa ummahatina wa azwajina wa dhurriyatina minan nar. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, the dunya fire we can't withstand, my Allah. We can't bear, my Allah. How are we going to go to Jahannam, my Allah? Ya Allah, pus and blood, my Allah. Bitter thorny tree of Zakum, my Allah. Ya Allah, boiling water. Ya Allah, we won't be able to take the snakes and the scorpions and the serpents of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't even take us close to Jahannam, my Allah. Take us straight into Jannat, my Allah. Without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become righteous and pious. Ya Allah, make us salihin now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us good people now, my Allah. Don't make us cheat our clients and customers, my Allah. Don't make us lie, my Allah. Don't make us have pride and arrogance, my Allah. Grant us tawadu and humility, my Allah. Make us hayyin and layyin, my Allah. Give us a soft heart, my Allah. Make us have the akhlaq of Rasulullah s.a.w. Help us to deal correctly, my Allah. Allah, make us live correctly, my Allah. Don't make us abuse our parents and our wives and our children, my Allah. Allah, don't make us become tyrants in our own homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ya Allah. Grant us hidayat, ya Allah. Give us ilm nafi', ya Allah. Allahumma razuqna ilman nafi'a, wa rizqan halalan tayyiban wasi'a, wa amalan mutaqabbala, wa shifa'an min kulli da'. Ya Allah, all those who sick give them complete shifa, ya Allah. Masoom children got cancer, ya Allah. So many, ya Allah. Young boys, young girls, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the parishan, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are in pain, those young children, ya Allah. Remove the pain, ya Allah. Give them shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if the medication fails, but you never fail, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, ya Allah, young and old, my Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become senile, my Allah. Don't make us become muhtaj, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. On the day of qiyamah, my Allah, help us to cross pool sirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Don't make us fall into Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be under your arsh, under the shade of your arsh on the day of qiyamah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi, the Shafa'at of Rasulullah SAW, the Hudi Qudr water from his Mubarak. Oh, my Allah, the day of qiyamah, make us be in the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba Ikram, my Allah. Make our home be right next to his home in Jannat, my Allah. Allah, grant us the bounties in Jannat, my Allah. The palaces, the rivers, the fruit and the food, my Allah. Ya Allah, and mostly, my Allah, when you remove that hijab, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us see you, my Allah, in Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many things we want to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, we are tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, but don't deprive us now, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs, my Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Don't make us do anything for show and riyah and ostentation, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from hasideen, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are causing any takleef to us, ya Allah, remove the difficulties, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those people who are causing takleef to the Muslim Ummah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not written for them, my Allah, ya Allah, then you take charge of them, my Allah. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, we entrust our affairs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters and masoom children are suffering so long now, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. Perhaps one child that is sitting in this majlis tonight, my Allah, is innocent, ameen, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have done wrong, my Allah. We know it is because of our doings, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah, my Allah. Change the conditions. Don't ever let those conditions happen to us here, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to be qadr of the ni'mat you have given us, ya Allah. Don't make us abuse the ni'mat that you have given us, my Allah. Help us to respect our mashaykh and ulama, my Allah. Make us have qadr of your Quran and sunnah, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst those who find faults in your Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah. Don't make us become deviated, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on haqq and hidayat, by Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat. All good works of deen, ya Allah. Da'wat and tabligh, ya Allah. Grant them unity, ikhlas, muhabbat, ya Allah. Acceptance, ya Allah. Mashayikh making efforts in the khankas, ya Allah. Guide them, accept the efforts, my Allah. In madaris, in makatib, in hifz classes, in darul ulum, my Allah. Day and night, qala Allah, qala Rasulullah. Give them taraqi, acceptance, my Allah. Ya Allah, different organizations are doing so much of work, welfare work, social work. Assist them also, my Allah. There are so many individual people we don't even know, my Allah. With such sincerity they are doing work, ya Allah. Accept them, ya Allah. Give them more and more effort, strength to do more and more work, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become keys to good and locks to evil, ya Allah. Don't make us become keys to evil and locks to good, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide our youth, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, all the programs that have taken place, especially in this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. The remaining days make it be easy, my Allah. Our Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi, ya Allah, give him the highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. Make his maghfirat, my Allah. All our mashayikh, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.